In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord encounters 10 men who had this dread disease of leprosy. From a distance, they cried out to Him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." In response to their cries for mercy, our Lord Jesus tells them to go and show themselves to the Levitical priests, because in that day, any healing from this dread disease had to be verified by the priests. We see this in Leviticus 14:2. And as they did what He commanded them to do, as they went in obedience to what He told them to do, they were healed miraculously. Of the 10, only one, a Samaritan at that, not a Jew, returned to glorify God and gratefully acknowledge the healing that had been bestowed upon him. So our Lord says, "Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." We see in this example very clearly that the grace and mercy of God is not reserved just for one group of people. And to have the benefits of that grace and mercy is certainly not some kind of an entitlement just because you are identified with that particular group of people, whether they be Jews or even Orthodox Christians. The condition of one's heart is what is primary with the Lord. The typology of this passage is very broad and it's very significant. First, let us consider the nature of the illness of leprosy. In that time, and even to this day, this illness brings with it horrible disfigurement of the body and social isolation. But when the incarnate Son of God bestows healing on this disease, it vanishes. It miraculously just goes away. The disfigurement of the soul and the isolation of sin can only be understood in the context of eternity. Our Lord's healing of the 10 lepers Our Lord's healing of the 10 lepers points us to His ability to heal any and every human infirmity, including our alienation and separation from the One who gave us life. He dispenses healing mercies as He sees fit because of His great love for mankind. Dearly beloved, let us never forget that the essence of His healing is seen in His forgiveness of our sins. But here we must note the need for us to acknowledge His blessings in our lives. Such acknowledgement is our response to the compassion shown to us by God. And make no mistake, such a response is a critical link in our pursuit of salvation and the kingdom of God. When we are truly thankful to God for our blessings, our heart is softened toward Him, and we are more aware of His presence in our life or in our lives. We have a few accountants in this church. Accountants pay attention to debits and credits. In a spiritual sense, we must simultaneously consider both the debits of our sins toward the One who made us and the credits of His abundant grace and mercy. True gratitude of the heart gives rise to a desire to seek after God, to learn to love Him above all else, and to be content with what we have, knowing that we have received so much. We tend to take for granted the blessings we have. All of us do, myself being the worst of all. But when we take note on a daily basis, and I emphasize on a daily basis, not just occasionally, but each and every day, when we take note of the blessings that God has given to us and gratefully acknowledge that to Him, it prepares the way for other good things to happen in our soul that He wants to effect in us. St. Paul wrote that godliness is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. A peaceful, contented heart. This is what we are seeking as we draw near to God. To be thankful and to acknowledge God's blessings in our life means that we express such a gratitude by the way we live. Nicholas Kabasilis writes, "So in order that we may not destroy the grace that we have received, but preserve it to the end and depart this life in possession of the treasure, there is need of something human, of endeavor on our part. In ordinary affairs, it is neither reasonable nor usual for us merely to be content with having received life. Rather, we must seek the means of preserving it." A thankful heart is one of the preservatives, if you will, of God's grace and mercy that is given to us freely, not because we deserve it, but because He loves us and wants each and every one of us to have our place in His eternal kingdom. If our heart is soft and responsive to God's blessings, we will want to give testimony to others of what God has done for us. We will offer praise and blessing to God for His blessings bestowed upon us. We must never presume on the grace of God, for this is a function of pride, and it will separate us from the grace of God. Today we commemorate St. Anthony the Great, the father of desert monasticism, one of the greatest saints that ever lived. One of the things that St. Anthony taught was that all of life is a procession to God. Each and every day of our life can be a procession toward God. This doesn't happen automatically. We have to desire that, we have to seek that, and we have to be willing to do what it takes to experience that. But a thankful heart goes a long way in helping us to get to that point where we need to be. Giving thanks for all things, even our difficulties, even our trials, because in those things, in our weakness, the strength of God is made manifest if we open our hearts to it. To open our hearts to that grace, we have to be thankful. We have to know that He is always present. He is always listening to us. He is never indifferent to our sufferings or our difficulties. He is pouring out grace upon grace upon grace. We simply become oblivious to it. We take it for granted, and sometimes to the point that we think it doesn't even exist. So we're called to give thanks in all things. A thankful heart, along with humility and repentance, will help us to find that path of salvation that leads to the kingdom of God and to remain on it. May the grace of God be with all of us as we seek His kingdom with a thankful heart, a contented heart, knowing that everything that is good comes from the Father of lights above. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.